Parshas Yisro last week, Parsha Kabbalah Satorah. And after this whole story of Kabbalah Satorah, Aseres HaDibros says, V'chol ha'om ro'as ha'kolus ha'salapidim v'yizkol ha'shofo Tohoshen. Yomru, they told Moshe Rabbeinu, they're afraid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them the whole Torah directly, it'll be too overwhelming. And then, as an aside, there are the mitzvahs of Avodah Zarah and Asiyas HaMizbeach. Let me go on to Eilim Mishpatim. The end of Eilim Mishpatim Torah goes back to Kabbalah Satorah. V'Moshe Amar Ali El Hashem. This is an absolute continuation from Vayamer Ho'omei Rachok Moshe Nigash El Arafel. Zamosha Amar, Ale Al Hashem, Atavaru Nadi, Nigash Moshe Levado, Ayova Moshe, Asapalom, it's called Divrei Hashem, it's called Mishpatim, Yan Kolom Kolecha, Vayom, we call Dvar Moshe Dibor Hashem Nasa. Vayicht of Moshe, it's called Divrei Hashem, Vayashkem Baboke, Vayifin Mizbeach Tachas Hochon, Shtem Yisrael Matzev, Lishtem Yisrael Shifte Yisrael. They brought Kabbonis, and then he took the Sefer HaBris. Vayikra Bosnei Ha'om. What is the Sefer HaBris? So Rashi says he wrote the Torah from Breishis, Mibreishis, Rad Matan Torah. V'kosav mitzvos shenitztavu b'mara. And those parts of the Torah that were given in Mara, he wrote down. Vayikach Sefer HaBris. Vayikra ba'ozne ha'om. Vayomru kol shadibar Hashem na'asa v'nishma. Vayikach Moshe es ha'dom vayizok alom. This is the absolute continuation of what happened in the end of Yisro. And there's a question, a serious question. Why do we have this interruption, beginning with Eilim Mishpatim and Ever Ivri, Ami Ivriya, Ritzicha, and many, many inyonim? The simple pshat is when Rashi says that Sefer HaBris, may gracious be Admat and Torah, and he wrote down the mitzvos and etztavu b'mora. And that includes everything in Parsha, the beginning of Parsha Mishpatim. Maybe. Very unclear. It's very interesting, this whole story at the end. And it's a very interesting story. It's an important story. I just want to make one side point before I should make. After, in the middle of Matan Torah, the first mitzvah in Parshas Mishpatim is Eved Ivri. What is an Eved Ivri? It can be translated as a Jewish slave. It's not really a Jewish slave. If you go through all the halachas of an Eved Ivri, it's hard to call him what isn't classically known as a slave. He's a worker who works off a debt and in some sense a poel, a worker. And the Beis Halevi makes a simple point. What's the difference between if I hire someone, a poel, I hire We have different people working in the yeshiva. We have people working in the kitchen. We have people doing cleanup. We have people doing fixing, repairs, maintenance of the yeshiva. A poet I hired to do a specific job. The people in the kitchen, I hire to work in the kitchen. If I tell them, well, clean the bathrooms, that's not their job. The person who I hire to clean the bathrooms, if I tell them, cook supper, it's not his job. An Eved is meshubah to do everything. And in at the very beginning, now we say, it's a great situation here. I'm not going to go out. Him v'igishu al adelas olam zuzo rotz adonav v'zosna bad marzeah v'avodu v'olam. What's this about? So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Kedushin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, why do you pierce the lobe of the ear? Ozen zo sheshomal har Sinai lo signov. He stole, that's why he was sold into slavery. Ozen Shishom al Har Sinai, Kiliben Yisrael Avodim, Vholach Vakodon Atz, Odon Laatz, Motirza. Why the mezuzah? Liben Yisrael Avodim. I took them out of Mitzrayim. And when I took them out of Mitzrayim, they painted the blood of the Korban Pesach. Shtem Zuzos Velamashkov, and he sold himself to be a slave. The introduction to all of these is a basic lesson. And that basic lesson is the Jew's not a slave to anybody except, but he is a slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not even a worker who's meshubah to do anything and everything to anybody else except to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if for some small period of time, he has to agree to be this sort of a unlimited worker, he has to understand that's not his permanent identity. The only one who we have unlimited obligations to is to HaKadosh Baruch. And that's the introduction. Right after Har Sinai. But Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Vaisapalom, Eitz Kol Divrei Hashem, told them everything. And what did they say? Nas, we'll do. And then they said, Nasa v'nishma. Why did they begin with Nasa? In Yisrael, what do they tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Nasa. They came. You listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Vayana Kolam Yachtav Yom Kol Shiba Hashem Nasa. It's Nasa. What changed that they said Nasa Benishma? There's something else happening in a parallel way. There's a Mizbeach, and I bring a Korban Shlomim. And he took Chatzi Hadam, Zorak al Mizbeach, Vayikach Sefer HaBris, and he says, we're now being Koreis HaBris with this Sefer. Something has changed. There's a Krisas Bris and a Sefer. What does the Krisas Bris mean? Take a look at the Rambam in Yichus Yisirabiyah, when he talks Halochas of Geirus. With three things will we co-raise the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. Mila hoya b'mitzrayim. It's Mila. They had a carbon. And they had the Zrikas Hadam. There's no carbon in Zrikas Hadam unless you go to mikveh. And therefore, they went to mikveh. Why did they go to mikveh? Because all Klal Yisrael together, as one group of people, went through a geirus. What does a geirus mean? He says, v'chein l'doros. A geirus means what that was the geirus then, and geirus today is a krisus bris with HaKadosh Baruch. Krisus bris with HaKadosh Baruch. And there's a sefer HaBris. Back in Yisro, he says, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the mutual relationship. We atem him shmo atishnu v'kolu v'shmartem as brisi v'yisem l'iskul in kohamim v'kol arets. And you will be a memlechus kohanim v'goy kodosh. I will be your God, you will be my people, I'll take care of you. And they said, we'll do it. But then there's a process of krisus bris. They had begun it in Mitzrayim with bris milah. We have a lot of different mitzvahs. Tefillin, it's not a bris. Tzitzis, not a bris. Bris milah is a bris. It's part of krisus bris between ourselves and our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Korban and tefillin and mikveh, that's all one krisus bris. Now, two very interesting things about this krisus bris. Vayizbuchu zvachim shlomim l'Hashem parim. They brought a korban shlomim. Now, the halacha. A guy can bring a korban, he can only bring a korban ola. Can't bring a korban shlomim. Why not? In ola is a korban putting everything on the mizbeach. A shlomim is a very unique korban. You have to eat it, lifnei Hashem, b'kedusha v'tahara. It means a Jew, by being given tariag mitzvahs, is given a way of using Olam Haza as a derech avodah v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Derech klal. Always was. People who wanted to dedicate themselves to other religions did it by withdrawing from the world. He said no. A guy can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a korban ola. We serve him with a korban shlomim. Korban shlomim is not so simple. You have to eat it by kedusha in a makom kadosh. You have to do it by tahara. You have to go to mikveh. But you can use, there are many ways of using Olam Haza as a derech avodah v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So right here, the krisus bris with a sefer Torah, with mitzvahs, there's a radical change in Klal Yisrael. We had mitzvahs before, but that's not part of Torah. Torah begins right now in Maamad Har Sinai. It was Gid Anosh from the time of Yaakov Avinu. Bris Milah from the time of Avraham Avinu. But now it's a whole different thing. Mitzvah is a part of a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are different people. It's a whole different relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what made it different? There is a bris and there's a sefer HaBris. Not just a bris. With loads of mitzvahs. It's a sefer HaBris. Until there is Torah, a written document, you can't have a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no being a mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh, just, yes, we'll do it. No. Even with the mitzvahs that are given in Mara that they had to be osek b'hem, there's no written document. But right now, at this point in history, Klal Yisrael said it's a whole different world. We're becoming Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, through this krisus bris, we become a mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh through this book that the first part is right in front of us. Vayomru kol shadibar shem nasa v'nishma. What does nasa v'nishma mean? Why did nasa v'nishma have to wait until there was a sefer bris and a krisis bris? The answer is very, very simple. Nasa v'nishma means two things, and they come together. Pasuk says, Hashem yisinei bo, v'zorach mesei elom, v'hofiyah me'ha'par, v'osim rivos kodesh. And Chazal say, Kodesh Baruch Hu went peddling the Torah to all the nations of the world. You'll take it, will you take it, will you take it, will you take it? And they said, what does it say there? Or what it says? It says, lo signov, no, interferes with our parnos. It says, lo sirtzach, interferes with our way of life. Lo sinov, no. Arias is too much part of our daily life. No. Comes to Klai Yisrael, na'asim nishma. Na'asim nishma means that if a person understands what it means, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koreis Bris with us, and who and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and that there's a Torah that's Dvar Hashem, you don't evaluate it by any other way, any other system. That is the way you evaluate everything, Dvar Hashem. So we jumped into it saying, this is it. This is the basis of evaluating everything, and we're not going to evaluate it through anything else. Torah is absolute. Now, it could have been HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah that went totally against human nature. Maybe. He said, listen, here are a bunch of laws. Why? Kachosa, that's what it is. If that's what had been, we would have had to take it. Na'asa v'nishma. But it's not quite the way he did it. Torah is an incredible document. Na'asa v'nishma means part of Kabbalah Somal Choshamayim. Ramban writes, why is it that when we do a mitzvah, there's more schar if you're a mechuyah b'dovah or you're an ain't a mechuyah b'dovah? It's just the opposite. If I do it voluntarily, so much better. Look at, wonderful, he's doing that out of volunteering. So Ramban says, no. You have the wrong understanding of mitzvahs. Every mitzvah is value per se. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us to do mitzvahs. We're not doing him a favor. And if it's voluntarily, it's a much bigger favor. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our favors. There's something in every mitzvah. But besides what there is in every mitzvah per se, anytime I do a mitzvah, I'm being meshabed my rotzon and my das to the rotzon and das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kabbalah's ol malchus. And if I'm a chuyah b'dover, and I'm saying, whatever I want, I like it, I don't like it, I'm being meshabed myself to HaKadosh Baruch. And a mechuya b'dovah, because it includes Kabbalah Somal Choshamayim, has more of a schar. And it could be totally arbitrary. But Chazal tell us, based on Pesukim and Mishlei, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He first created the Torah and then created the world. Shel HaTorah Shenikareishis B'Shel Yisrael Shenikareishis. That means when he designed the human being, with the physical human being, the psyche of the human being, every part of the human being, it was matched with the Torah. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah to first. And this is the way the human being will reach his maximum perfection as a human being, by working within this system. And then he created the human being, created the physical human being, the emotions of the human being, the psyche of the human being, the entire, the neshama of the human being, the entire thing. So then, Nasa v'nishma enochanami. It is, we'll take it no matter what. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an infinite wisdom, made this as the system that we were going to be the superior nation, and we would be able to achieve that through the Torah, because that's how we designed the Torah in the human being. There's another part to Na'aseh v'nishma. The word Shema is not only means to hear, it means to understand. So Machlokes in the Mishnah, what the word Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What Mando Amat says means hear. The official English translation is hear Israel. No. But then it would mean Tzorcha Hashmila Osno. You have to say it loud enough that you can hear it. We don't pask in that way. But Choloshin Shatar Shomeya, whatever language you understand. Understand. Shema means understand. Nasa will do it and we'll understand it. Now, there are two mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, ulamaratam osam ushmaratam lasosam. Learn it to know what to do. Learn it to know what to do. And that is, it's as Mishnah Berurah writes in Akdama, Hilchos Shabbos, it's impossible to be Shomer Shabbos unless you know Hilchos Shabbos well. It's impossible to say the right brachas unless you know Hilchos brachas well, etc., etc. So there's one type of limud in order to know what to do. Okay. But that's included in Nasa. And it's very different. If someone, a certain businessman, once asked me a question, he says, I don't understand all this learning at Torah. It makes no sense, he says. I have my business, I have my lawyers. If I want to know what I'm doing is legal or not legal, I call up my lawyer. He looks at the contracts. Okay, I have my rabbi and I have the mitzvahs. I call him up. Can I do this or I can't do this? What's all this limited learning Torah all about? It should be just like I run my business when I have my lawyer. Answers two. It's a very good question. One is Torah is so much more complex. It invades every aspect of life. As I said, you can't be Shomer Shabbos unless you know Hilchos Shabbos. You can't make brachas properly unless you know Hilchos brachas, etc., etc., through everything. Something much deeper here. Na'aseh v'nishma, there's another mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Learning Torah for the sake of learning Torah. Limud l'shem limud. Beis Halevi writes. Beis Halevi writes it in a number of places. Eglei Tal writes in the Hagdomet Eglei Tal. A lot of people write the same thing. Nas includes two things. Nas includes I accept Shabbos, and I'm going to learn Hilchos Shabbos until I know it's all keep Shabbos. Nas says, I will learn, I'll accept to make brachas and berkas hamazon, and I'll learn all the halachas to do it properly. All that's in Nasa. Otherwise, you're not doing it. But then there's Nishma. Nishma is limud l'shem limud. I'm not just going to learn what to do. I'm going to understand it. I'm going to be Conan. It's going to be part of me. So there are two mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. One mitzvah, l'maratam osam, u'shmartam la'solsam. And one is, v'shinantam l'vanecha, shei divrei Torah mechudodam picha, to know it inside out, backwards and forwards, you have it at your fingertips, with a deep understanding. And that is why there's a Nasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you mitzvahs, we'll do them. But now there's a Sefer HaBris. What is there a Sefer HaBris? That from the beginning of Bereishis till the end of Mishpatim, there's tremendous amount to learn. Without a sefer habris, there's no nishma. It's just a bunch of laws. If I want to know what to do with a contract, I don't have to understand the lumdus behind the laws. No, I call up my lawyer. It's a good contract, it's a bad contract, it's legal, it's illegal. What is it? But here, something else. Nasa and nishma, they accepted. Whole different dimension of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch. Limud l'shem limud. Nasu and Hanami. Nas includes tremendous amount of knowledge of Torah. Tremendous amount of knowledge of Torah. But then after the knowledge, that knowledge that you need for the Nasa, there's nishma, to understand it and understand it well. Make it part of you. That's how we connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then all of a sudden, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Baruch Hashem, Migilo Lehem Rosa. Who revealed to them this secret? That there's a whole different dimension. Miyad, there were two ksarim, one in the head of every Jew, one for Nasa, one for Nishma. What does that mean? Asiyas HaMitzvos is a keser. But there's a keser Torah too. And that's part of the bris. There's another reason a korban is part of the bris. Because on the one hand, it's important to have a shlomim. On the other hand, you have to know for Torah you have to give something up. Krisus bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exactly that. We get tremendous amount. But in order to get, you have to give. Have you willing to give up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When Klal Yisrael recorded the bris, they said, going into a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu means we accept whatever it is. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what this Torah is about? This Torah is the way I created the world and the way I fashioned the human being. And you will be able to achieve unbelievable madrigas through this because the Torah and the human being go together. So when people say the Torah is not realistic, that's, we have to adjust it to this, that, and the other thing, human beings, no, you don't understand. Torah's first. Number one. Number two, we accept it in an absolute sense. This is it. That's why Dvarav, what do we say every day? Dvarav Choyim v'Koyom Koyomim Nemud v'Nechmodim La'al L'Omei Olomim L'Einu V'Albaneinu called Dvar Zer Yisrach. This Torah is forever. It's not just a stomach contract. It's a contract forever. And the only reason it can be a contract forever, because it reflects the reality of who and what the human being is all about. It may be difficult. You may not understand it at the beginning, that this is what you are about. You may have to struggle with it. But that's how we give and we get. We will have to be willing to give up. We may think, listen, this doesn't fit my personality. No. So you got to change your personality. The Torah says this is the way a person achieves perfection in his karvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unbelievable Gemara at the end of Shabbos. Gemara says someone born under this constellation has this type of personality, under this constellation, this type of personality, under this constellation, this type of personality. Avalein mazal Yisrael. Doesn't apply to Jews. There's no mazel to pious. So, the Chuvas Hagonim, you can find it in the end of Otsar Hagonim on Shabbos. Ask a simple question. As human beings, we're the same as everybody else. So if someone born under this way, has this personality, so we should have the same personality. What does it mean, ain't mazel Yisrael? So he says, listen, different people are born with different tendencies. Some are born with more aggressive tendencies, some more with passive tendencies, some more netiya takas, all sorts of different things. A stama person, this is how he's born, so this is what he's going to be. And the way he is, that's why in the popular world people talk about discovering their true inner self. We don't believe in that. Ein mazal Yisrael. We may have been born with a tendency to this and a tendency to that and a tendency to this. And then we have a Torah that says, this is a good tendency, develop it. This is a bad tendency, redirect it or get rid of it. And by struggling with all of it, become a better person. We're given Taryag Mitzvahs. Taryag Mitzvahs are an unbelievable system of developing ourselves and changing ourselves and molding ourselves. And we're not just subject to the way we happen to be born with this tendency, that tendency, whether we are born that way, whether society made it that way, how whatever it is. Go change yourself. This will become a different human being according to the way the Torah wants you to become. All that's part of Nasa and Ishma. And you do it the deeper you understand Torah, the deeper your insight is into Torah, the more you're able to change yourself and become and reflect that which the Torah says is the right type of human being, the perfect type of human being, type of human being you have to become. But that only happens once there's a Sefer HaBris. Without a Sefer HaBris, it couldn't be. If we didn't have this document, and this document that we have to tear apart and understand and turn over and over and over and over. But it contains everything. If we didn't have this document, we wouldn't have that ability. Only after Vayikach Sefer HaBris, Vayikra Bosnei Om, Vayomu Kol Shadiv Hashem Na'aseh V'Nishma. Only after they brought a korban, they said we're willing to give up, willing to sacrifice. And after we sacrifice, then we can eat also lifnei Hashem, simcha. But then Vayiru says, let's just finish off. Eitz Elokei Yisrael. What happened here? Vayechzu Elokim vayochu vayishtu, says Rashi. It's what happened. They were elevated, or, yeah, it's very nice here. We're in the middle of a meal, let's keep eating. And that reflects two ways. They're different people. We act to different uplifting experiences in different ways. Some people react to it, I'm uplifted, I'm going to change myself. And some people react with some sort of cognitive dissonance. Yeah, it's very nice, yes, I keep going, it doesn't change their lives. Two groups of people, and two different reactions. And as the Medrash says, the ones who don't impact, they're not zocha to really have that chelik in Torah. Chelik in Torah is to confront it, realize what it is, understand it, be uplifted by it, and be kona it to change yourself to become part of a Mamlechus Kohanim of Goy Kodosh.